Sometimes I am astounded by the talent on Peoria area stages and other desert cities. Currently playing at Cornstalk Winter Playhouse is an excellent example. The cast is outstanding, and the play moves along to a riveting climax. Paul Gordon is to be commended for assembling an all-star cast and directing with such finesse. Psychologists tell us that keeping secrets within a family can result in misunderstanding and faulty family dynamics, and this play illustrates that nicely. The play opens on Christmas Eve 2004 in Palm Springs, California, with the Wyeth family coming in from a tennis match. All seems happy and light, but as secrets unfold, we start to see the family unravel. As Polly, Helen Engelbrecht gives a subtle and nuanced performance, kind and loving, then biting and bitter as she is attacked by her daughter for events which occurred 30 years ago. Her biting comments add a bitter humor to the play. As the patriarch of the family, Doug O'Rear gives an arresting performance that is at times subtle and kindly, and at others demanding and angry as he feels attacked for his actions in the past. Both parents are staunch conservatives who support the Iraq War and count Ronald and Nancy Reagan as their personal friends. Both actors display their desire to hold on to their beliefs as their daughter attacks them for the treatment of their dead son and their cherished political positions. As the children, Carrie Ray Hinman and Andrew John Rodenbaugh, are both excellent. Hinman alternates between wanting a relationship with her parents and angrily blaming them for what has happened in the past. It is certainly believable that she has had a depressive breakdown and now wants to bring the hypocrisy of the family to light. Rodenbaugh alternates nicely between wanting to sympathize with his sister's position and to support his parents as well. His performance subtly evokes a person caught in the middle of a conflict not of his making, and one he doesn't quite fully understand. Also outstanding is Cindy Hoey as Polly's recovering alcoholic sister. She quietly tries to diffuse the tense situations around her and at the same time adds to the failed dynamics of the family. She is by turns funny and quirky, comforting and acerbic. She adds a much-needed comic element to this play. The set nicely evokes an upper middle-class desert home with its terracotta tiles, oriental rug, and elegant furniture. My only complaint is that some of the furniture is a bit bulky and hides the actors. I would recommend sitting in the upper rows of the theater for better sight lines. I highly recommend you see this play. The acting is superb and subtle and blends humor and drama throughout. It also has a lot to say about differing political views, but never stoops to demeaning any of the characters. Other Desert Cities continues with performances tomorrow through Sunday at the Cornstalk Winter Playhouse. Tickets and more information are available at cornstocktheater.com.